Digger Dave was a friend of mine. Got himself into a bit of a mess one time, minding his business, drinking his wine, when he heard a shotgun blast. It wasn't anything he hadn't heard before, but then that girl Christine came crying through his door, screaming, "Yukon Jack told me to get rid of this thing fast." Yukon Jack and Digger Dave sounds like a couple of names that I might have just made up, but I'm telling you, this is the truest story I tell. She set down the gun, took off running. Digger Dave followed and soon come up on that Death Wish kid from Michigan. He's laying there shot up all the hell. He'd had a death wish since they'd come up from the lower 48, and they'd all been drinking vodka for 2 days straight. When the fist fight started, it was already too late for anyone to keep any peace. No one could remember what the fight was about, but by all accounts the kid pulled the first gun out. Self-defense beyond a shadow of a doubt is what they all agreed to tell the police. Digger Dave said, "No, y'all are on your own with this." Walked over to AJ's and drank himself pissed. Cop yellow tape was strung out all over the place when he finally come walking back out. A victim of circumstance, if ever there was one. Last time I saw him, he said that he had just done a year and a half for what he called letting that crazy bitch into his house. Got a new song about it though, sang it for me behind the club. It said, "Crazy woman blues, I got it. Crazy woman blues, I got the crazy woman blues. I never should have let her into my house." That's it. It's like, "Crazy woman blues, I got the crazy woman blues, I got the crazy woman blues. I never should have let her into my house." It's just far enough. You gotta go a little bit too far and then back up. Back up and hope hard luck ain't on your side. The town council had already planned to meet about all the drinking and drugging down there on Brunel Street. Met a little bit too late, I guess, at least for that kid that died. Crazy woman blue.